call to order the Public Works Committee meeting. It is Friday, July 6, 10 a.m. All members are present, and the public and press were duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First thing on the agenda is approval of previous meeting's minutes, which is back May 7th, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve minutes of May 7th.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Citizens' comments.
Thank you.
If you'd like to.
Yeah. I have with me John Chump. Sit up here.
Yeah, you need to sit right here.
Okay, come on.
You too, big guy.
Yeah. And if y'all would just state your name and your address, please.
My name's Bill Chump. I live 608 Palm.
Okay. And Chunk, where do you live?
I live at number 530th Avenue.
And what's your actual name?
John.
John.
Garls.
G-A-R-R-E-L-S.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where do you live?
Number 530th Avenue.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And John is one who is interested in buying my business come the first of the year. He would. And I'm interested in selling it to him. So he and his wife retired, and they live here, and they have two sons that would be able to help them, but he would have, there's no other business that would take him away, and being right here on the island is a plus. So, you have questions for him?
Have you been working with or for Bill this summer?
Not yet. I also own and operate our own business too. We have a chair and umbrella business at the beach here. It's called Chunky's Chairs and Umbrellas. That's why he was calling me Chunky. So we currently do that right now, and then come January 1st, then I would take over for Bill, or when the Chunky season stops around middle of October, then I would start working with Bill until January, and then officially take it over from that point on.
And I mean, it's
So, Chairwoman, this discussion is under on the agenda under all business, so you may want to make a motion to reorder the agenda and take that item up so that you may have some discussion with.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It's quite a taxing and intense business. So, I mean, just having not really done much of it with him.
I haven't done it with Bill, but before we moved here from Illinois, I used to work for a waste management garbage business, so I kind of know the operation of the vehicles and stuff like that. I understand that it's on the beach, but I've driven garbage trucks before, and so I kind of know how they operate, and I know the ins and outs about the garbage.
And you don't mind like getting up out and going and...
No, I'm up at 5:50. We're up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on the beach by 5:15, putting umbrellas up and down the beach, and so being on the beach isn't no problem, and doing physical work isn't a problem either.
Because this ain't Illinois.
No, it's a lot better. That's why we're not there anymore.
I'd like to
just
to make sure, and I'm sure Bill's probably told you, but it would be shift work.
Yes.
Not just...
Yeah.
So at 2 o'clock in the morning,
exactly.
you may be out there.
Yep. That's what time we started the garbage route in Illinois, because we had to get the dumpsters done by certain times and stuff.
Yeah, just realize that it has to do with the tides.
I understand it's not Illinois.
I know.
I get that.
Okay.
But the tide lines, I understand that.
Right.
The high tides and everything.
And the hurricane.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, well,
therein lies my question.
Yes, sir.
Bill referenced that you have two sons that are going to help you?
We have two sons one son lives in North Charleston that he could help me if possible, but it would be me and my wife doing it, and then the chair and umbrella business I would hand off to someone else, so I would be concentrating mostly on the garbage part of it.
Okay, so we're not relying on these sons?
If one son could, yes, probably, yes.
Because if they're like my children, I can't get them to pick up around the house. Well, I don't know how they're going to go pick up the trash and on the beach.
Yeah.
Well, they're adult. I mean, we have eight children. Yeah. They're adult. They have, you know, jobs and
if you have eight children, you can do anything. Uncle. Madam Chairman, it might be helpful to have a very short overview of kind of your business plan, your procedures, how you envision both the transition as well as your operation.
Sure.
Because everybody's different. Well, everybody does things a little different. We don't need a lot of bureaucracy, but something as an overview might be helpful.
Can I start with that?
Sure.
When after the busy season, by the end of September, we're slowing down. That's when I will step in, and John and his wife will both learn how to drive the machines, and they will be actually driving and picking up stuff then. Mm-hmm. And by the time we get to the point where he would be taking over, they will be fully knowledgeable of the operation of the machine and what it takes to, I mean, it's more than just driving up to a barrel and dumping it.
Yep.
And this past week has been a real...
If we could get people to just put it in the barrel.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be an empty barrel there and they'll drop it right down.
I know.
But there will be a full 2.5 months training period. And we have people who will be able to work on the machines, and he's knowledgeable of mechanical work too.
Mr. Chairman, what do you need from this committee? Are we just getting briefed on it right now, or what part of the contract do we have with Bill? Because we don't have to approve him selling the business.
Yes, the city, I'm saying that has to come through us.
That's what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, we do.
And then we have to approve who gets to assign the contract.
Well, one of the big points is that he lives on the island.
Right.
You know, and he's here. And if you or anyone in the staff, something's wrong, all they got to do is call. And it's not like coming from North Charleston or Somerville or somewhere, that's pronto, he's right here, just like I've been.
So, when is your contract currently run out, or it has and we've extended?
No, it run. It's 2 years left on, two or three.
I think it'll be two after this one.
If I was to notify the city 60 days prior to that running out, mm-hmm. that I wanted to renew, it would automatically roll over for another 5 years.
Okay.
And
so we're basically saying, okay, that's what I want to make sure. I'll make sure that he's not buying into a business that in 2 years we're going to have another RFP for.
No.
So, okay.
No.
So
We would have the option.
But there's a 1 year probation type thing written in the contract now that he would be under for a year.
So
that's our concern as well. We don't want to buy a business and then lose the contract, and we have equipment that we...
I have one comment that has come up just with this change. If there is a change in this ownership, which a few people have mentioned, they would like somehow to have a trash can that can be covered on the beach. That's come up a few times, and I don't know if y'all have given any thought to how we could do that, or
that's almost
stuff
impossible.
Blows and
with the plastic can, it'd be kind of hard. You'd almost have to type. You'd have to get off manually and take
it
off.
Well, one that's covered, it would be covered early in the morning or at night, and then as soon as somebody goes down there and opens the lid and it stays open, and they pile it up like this. Mm-hmm.
It's just something, I guess, for critters and things. People have been very vocal about. Do you have a...
Yes, so that complaint was during a time when the contract calls for once a week pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So in each section of the year, that service delivery increases to 5 days a week now.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was at 43rd or 44th, it was only once a week pickup. So the issue was you've got second homeowners putting their household garbage in that particular can.
See that all the time.
And so they don't have to roll their cans out. And we get that a lot, some on Ocean Boulevard, some in the avenues, where rather than paying a service to roll their can out when they're going back to Florence or Columbia or wherever because they own a second home, they'll take their garbage for the week, put it in the yellow barrels, of which the city has to then service. So the complaint, although it's a valid complaint, in the summertime when it's needed, you get serviced 5 days a week. You don't need tops.
Right.
But the issue, in my opinion, the true issue for that is something that we can't control, but because they have the right to put that household garbage in that barrel. Is it the right thing, prudent thing to do for residents? No. Those cans are provided for the beach, not for residents. But you can't control it.
Okay.
So that's just something we're going to have to deal with. You could add service delivery for those particular cans on the street side only, but that would be extra runs down the road that the city would then have to pay for. To provide that extra service or benefit for those second homeowners that don't want to pay a service. So that's a decision that, that's above me. I'm just telling you what I know.
We have Ocean Boulevard every week. And you can tell the white household garbage bags are in there every week. I can take you to the barrel and it'll be there. I guarantee you'll be there Monday morning. So they don't... Like Donnie said, they don't have to pay these people to pull their cans out.
I don't think providing a top is not the answer to the real question.
While we were discussing, it's just one of those things that have come up. So
those cans also, just for this committee, anybody every one of those cans have holes drilled in the bottom so that the rainwater will leach through it, so you don't have the additional contamination with water, rainwater, and the garbage that would create a smell as well.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps the whoever's operating that machine that if they go to empty it, they don't have a barrel full of water.
Right.
Since we've gone to plastic barrels, when you pick that barrel up, the bottom doesn't fall out like the metal barrels used to do.
Right. Rust out.
Yeah, every year the barrel was good for 1 year.
Wow. Yeah.
So that was. Now we've got barrels we've been using for
some of them for 5 years.
Five years. Yeah.
All right. Any other? Yep.
Just to piggyback on what Councilmember Kinghorn said, I think that it would be important for us to look at a written proposal of what the business operation will look like. And I do think that the 1 year probationary period is very important for the city to make sure that they meet the expectations of the city.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that would have to be incorporated as part of the assignment.
That's in the contract now.
Yes.
Can we get a copy of that contract just for an updated form?
Sure, we can distribute that.
It's in your best interest to write something up.
Sure.
Because it's going to have to go through a full council. It's good that you're here early.
Right.
Yep.
And keeping us informed, but then you can direct the narrative.
Okay.
And I don't know about the timing, but they come after you have some, spend some time with Bill.
Sure.
Because you may do things differently.
Sure.
Also included in that is your background.
Okay.
And if you had a career with waste management or worked for waste management, that lends a lot of credibility.
Sure.
So it doesn't need to be too bureaucratic, but to have the direction to give council confidence of the transition, you've got a plan, you've thought it out, that'd be helpful.
All right.
good luck.
Yep, thank you.
And on top of that, I'll be here. I'm not going.
Not going to be here forever, Bill.
For a little longer, I hope.
Well, we like your attitude.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. We'll look for that.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. When would you guys want that?
By the next Public Works meeting.
Okay, when is that?
Is that monthly?
Yeah,
yes,
monthly.
Are you going to meet in August?
Maybe. Probably. I mean, this is our busiest time.
Well, I understand, really. But I'm just asking.
Probably.
Okay.
Right?
As long as you don't wish to meet.
We'll have a meeting just for meeting's sake.
I'll find out and I'll inform you.
Okay. We'll have something for you guys.
The earliest the better, because if the committee doesn't meet, it can go straight to full council if the chair decides that would be the right process. So the earliest you can get it to us would be best.
Who should we?
You can contact with me or Donnie.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you all.
Good day.
Yep, you guys too.
Well, what time are you going over there?
About 11:15.
Okay.
Well, it's lunchtime, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Next, we'll go to the department report.
All right.
Donnie.
See you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill, so
Thank
much.
You.
Take care.
All right, month of June. As you all know, that is the busy season.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage was up. We were on course there. 296 versus 289 of last year, so it was up just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yard debris was down just a little bit. Probably because I had a truck down most of July. And as you can see, there's a tad bit of debris still out there. Of course, you know, we're on twice a week garbage, which is once a week yard debris, which tend to get behind every year. Miscellaneous was extensive last month. And then you can see the pooper scoopers. There is, and I did not put it in my report because I have not got any yet, but through the communication with recreation, seems to be the new style of pooper scoopers at the Bark Park is, the feedback is positive.
You get that one.
Which would be a positive for the Public Works Department in that the style we use now is a little more labor intensive to restock, right,
yeah.
Whereas the other ones,
you can just drop them.
There's
right
more.
In there.
There's more per box.
Oh, good.
So
they look nicer too.
And they look nicer. I haven't seen them, but they look nicer.
Very nice.
So it would be a help with the efficiencies of Public Works when we do go to this. Just so you know, but there is a cost associated with it. One-time cost to get started, but I think the savings in the long run with the less expensive pooper scoopers eventually would pay for it. And I'm all for it. I like change if it's the right way, but I wanted to make sure that we took baby steps, and I persuaded the interim administrator and the recreation to let's try them where they're used the most first, get feedback from residents, which we've gotten, and I think we need to move forward now. Just my opinion.
You don't need a motion, do you?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Did you choose the scented ones?
I did not choose.
Rose petal?
Lavender.
The month of June, in every month I report it.
Right.
The beach sweeps or the clean the debris. That is the broken chairs, umbrellas, tents, that kind of thing. That's what that is.
Terrible.
Also, there's been some rights-of-way mowing. Now we're back to Public Works staff did it prior to June, but now we're under the services of HDR services, and they're on pretty much a 10-day rotation is what they're on. Right at 2 weeks. I try to stretch it as long as I can. Sometimes it's not good enough based on the rain, and you see the Bahia grass growing rapidly, but to stay in budget, we're trying to go on a 10-day cycle is what we're trying to do. Compactor, pressure washed every Thursday. There's an issue with that compactor of reports of trash. And like I told Real Property the other day, you've got two issues. You've got a compactor issue and you've got an illegal dumping issue. So the compactor, since last year when it was surfaced about how the smell and all, the public works staff has pressure washed that pad when the compactor leaves every Thursday. So when it's being serviced at Carolina Waste and the pad is empty, the staff goes over there and pressure washes it, puts pine saw down, keeps it clean. There's an issue with people illegal dumping, miscellaneous stuff from, I don't know where, a lot of different areas. There's, at staff level, there's discussion of trying to inform those that we feel like may be contributing to it, to get them educated on what they need to do. The police department, we're looking at redirecting some cameras. But it's an issue, and I just want everybody to be aware it's two issues. One is the compactor and one is the illegal dump. Vehicle maintenance, year ended, we were right at budget. I was a tad bit over. It had to do with me rebuilding the back of PW22. I felt like it was necessary to rebuild that hopper structure. That was $2,600, so it put me over budget by $1,000 for a year, which on an $85,000 budget in vehicle maintenance, that's pretty much right on target.
Yeah.
I will try to do better next year. Stay $1,000 under budget. Well, that's all I have for my reports, unless you have any questions.
Any questions for Donnie?
Mm-mm.
I do think if we can get the cameras redirected.
That's already a good address.
That's, I mean, then at least know where the problem.
The camera now is about 10 feet from the ramp of the compactor where the service personnel actually empty their garbage, but there's no camera aligned to the perimeter to
right.
where there's a
so that
turnaround.
Can't be right.
But the interim chief has directed her staff to see what we can do to address that issue.
Great. Okay. Anything else for Donnie? Okay. Update on phase two. Well, we're going to old business.
Yes.
Update on phase two drainage.
So the contractor has crossed Palm Boulevard and installed that large pipe down at 46. Because there's some tight areas between 46 and 47th, the engineer has requested that the contractor conduct vertical locates all throughout Palm where the pipe will be installed. Vertical locations of utilities, just in case if there's any other adjustments that need to be made, they can all be addressed at the same time. We should have that information by today. And while the engineer is locating and assessing all those vertical locations, they should be finishing up installing the drainage on 45th. Once that's done, they will be bringing additional crews to work on the avenues at the same time in order to expedite the final installation of piping.
Do they have a projected end date?
The projected end date is sometime at the end of September. That does not include the project closeout that is part of the RIA grant. They need to come and go through all of our documents and do a site visit. So we're adding additional 2 weeks for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at end of late October, early November to be completely done with the project. We're a little behind the original schedule, but you know, we had
it's a humongous project
and we had a lot of rain in May,
right.
And that
threw us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions on phase two?
Yep.
Okay. Underground storage tanks, UST.
USTs, yes. So staff had a pre-construction meeting last week. Donnie attended, the engineer who's overseeing the project and also the contractor. The work at Public Works is expected to begin the week of July 16th. That work is expected to last between 4 to 5 weeks. And the work at the Isle Palms Marina is slated to begin mid-October. So we're right on track on that.
Okay.
We're very excited to get that underway.
It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've already done C, so is any questions on USC? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Issue at 30 second.
So we have...
Everybody remembers about, we don't have
everybody,
to do a back
yes.
history, right?
Okay.
The Berkeys.
Yeah. The Berkeys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. We had a meeting early in June with Charleston County Civil Site Environmental, David Stevens, Donnie and I met with the county to get an update on what the county is planning on doing with that property. We included in your packet the notifications that was sent by Charleston County to the property owners about their conclusions. They do not, can I see this?
Mm-hmm.
They've conducted the hydrologic evaluation of the ditch and do not recommend piping the ditch, which is consistent with what the city's hired engineers had initially suggested to the city. They have since then, they have remove the vegetation from the ditch, which was the first step into conducting the full assessment towards the outfall. But then the hydraulic excavation portion has not yet been approved by the engineer. So we're waiting on that to happen. And they'll be contacting us to set up another on-site meeting with the property owners to go through what their final plans are to address this
ditch. Is the county?
The county, correct.
Just
and everybody agrees that the problem lies on the outfall. That's why the ditch is not draining properly. But piping, it's their ditch, and piping it's not an option at this point.
And it's the county's ditch?
Yes. We continue to collaborate with them.
Right, but I mean, I'm just
saying for that. The record.
Okay. Okay.
And so, you know, once we meet with them again and see what the results from their evaluations are, we'll bring them before you all for discussion.
Okay. Ongoing.
Yes, ongoing.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
No, as long as we're keeping the homeowners
updated, that
was their
right.
biggest concern, is trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay. And Mr. Burke at the meeting?
No, it was a staff level meeting.
Okay.
After the meeting, they submitted, they sent that email to all of them about what we had discussed, and the next on-site meeting will be with the property owners.
Okay.
Good. Good, just as long as, yeah, they're...
Yes.
Okay. All right, any other old business? I don't see any on that. Okay, new business. Tents on the beach. And this is not sleeping tents, just so...
Yeah.
This is shade tents. So you have any comments on... I mean, it's definitely a problem that people are leaving them.
So right now, I can tell you what I...
Mm-hmm.
What the work staff and the labor it takes, it's... during the summer season, so the 13 weeks of the summer, we're on the beach roughly 3 days a week on average. And it takes Joe about 3 to 4 hours, depending on the load or loads that he brings off the beach of the broken chairs and tents and umbrellas. The week of the 4th, and this is not unusual, it's every day. He's been on the beach every day with the exception of today. That included the 4th of July morning. And that's a full F-150 load up over the, and I'm sure all of y'all have seen the photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the normal how much debris we get off that beach during the beach season. And it's been reported for years in my department meetings. When you see beach sweeps, that's what that means. Is what the assistant public works director's, that's his in his court. So that's what he that's part of his job.
So, one, this is thought, is to somehow franchise a beach chair and tent business, and really encourage people to rent umbrellas, tents, and chairs. I mean, I do feel like having the beach chair rental, at least I know at 42nd, which is where I am most of the time, and there's always a lot of rental beach chairs and umbrellas there, does reduce some of that, because people can rent, you know, if they're flying in, they don't want to spend a day at Walmart buying stuff, you know, that they're not going to keep. So I don't know. I mean, I just almost wonder if it wouldn't be better to really encourage the rental, which is sort of reuse, recycle, repurpose. I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering what other people's thoughts are on this, if it would make any difference or not.
It's a problem that we've had for a long time.
At least 20 years.
I mean, and when we first started dealing with it, we'd go through, and people would just leave them set up for the weekend, and would go through and tag them.
Right.
And then let them, give them notice, or the police.
And if it's dark, people trip over them.
Anyhow, it's like parking. I mean, the increased volume of people that are coming to the Charleston area, we're either going to have to adjust our budget or our schedule or what, in order to accommodate the increased load.
Well, it's bad for the turtles.
Right.
They do. I
understand.
All that's
going to be a problem, but unless you create a policy or ordinance that says...
I know. Well, that's why I'm wondering if we don't franchise it.
But that's not going to... Just franchising is not going to do anything. I mean, it'll give somebody a franchise, but it's still allowing people to bring their own stuff on.
Right.
Just same thing with... Like I'm saying, it's the same thing with parking. Parking's still going to be a problem unless you outlaw it. Tents and chairs are still going to be a problem unless you outlaw it. And I have no intention of doing that, but it's just something we're going to have to adjust as a city.
Well, I mean, I just think you'd be trying. You'd be giving people at least an option.
They have the option now.
Yeah.
But not for tents. That's only umbrellas.
I'm not sure... If the chair and umbrella people want to take the time to set up, I mean, they may set up tents as well, but well, definitely
if there's
a lot
enough
more
money,
but to take that up and down every day, so.
But if there's a business opportunity there, they would be on it.
Yeah.
If you think it is, mention it to them. They can add that to their services. But Ryan's right. You either have to eliminate tents altogether, and other communities have done that, or you just have to accept it and eat it. I probably right now have the opinion that we just do what's necessary to keep it clean and continue to do what we do. But yeah, if there's an opportunity for business, let them pursue it.
You know, I do think the rental, people use those rental services, I mean, a lot.
Oh, no.
Which is for us a positive. That's less chairs, less umbrellas being trashed, left on the beach. So, I mean, for us, it's a positive. It has not been franchised, any of those. You know, when the surf camp thing came up, it sort of made me think, you know, how do we kind of approach all this at once? And it's, you know, it's sort of all under the same animal kind of thing. Anyway, that had me thinking, so maybe we should encourage.
Well, you have two vendors.
Right.
This fellow's one of them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And either... with their existing franchise, they can add a tent or not, I don't know.
Right.
If they can, that's the easiest thing. Suggest maybe for one season they try it, see if there's a business opportunity there, they'll jump all over it.
Right.
If there's not, they won't.
Right.
But even if we offer it, you're still going to have
absolutely
bigger numbers
right
as Mount Pleasant
right
grows.
Right, but I still think, you know, it never hurts to try to rein it in a little, you know, just even if it helps 5%, that's 5%.
Well,
you know?
And one way I think to present it is in the positive, that a new service is being offered, one of which we think is environmentally friendly, saves the city resources.
Melanoma.
And you put it on your website and encourage them to use it.
Right.
Or at the same time, like litter, take it away.
Right. Okay. Anything else on Tents on the Beach?
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
No problem.
Discussion of commercial dumpsters and wild dunes.
So
Donnie.
So that was me.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go back, if I could just piggyback on your sorry, was there an expectation that you want something else out of the committee?
Okay. No, it's just me. It just sucks to have to pick
sorry
up
that we stuff. Still got to pick up. Yeah. I think that was our intent.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, tell us how we do it otherwise. I don't know.
Me neither.
Commercial dumpsters, and for those of you, Ryan, you and Ted, last month I brought it forward. I was very concerned that the Tuesday, Friday collection was to the point of not being able to complete that assignment in a not only just an 8-hour day, but 9-10 hours. And historically, as this island has grown out, there once was single family residential garbage cans, both 40s and 90s, located within the Wild Dunes area in certain condominium complexes, Mariner's Walk, Portacall. Some of those complexes had those single family cans in an enclosure, 16 or 18 of them. County Park had them. And over time, as both my predecessor and myself felt the need to remove those single family dumpster or containers and put commercial dumpsters, of which the city pays the service, not the user fee, which is about $7 per dump per big container. It's not that much money. But it afforded the efficiency for Public Works to maintain within that 8 to 9 hour work day. What we don't want is to have to purchase additional packers at $250,000 to make a Tuesday wrap. That's the end game there. Before the season, we were starting to see I was very worried, and that's with 5 packers out on the route today. So we've made it through the 4th of July. You're in the heat of battle. I think the season's pretty much gone. Mm-hmm. Now we to get something, because you're going to have to give the association for whichever condominium we choose or I choose to do it, it's going to have to be done in the off season where they can organize. I can get Carolina Waste out there. I think it's coming, and I just wanted to inform the committee that they're probably going to be one, maybe two additional condominium complexes that I will remove my 90 gallons. That way I can, the Public Works staff can service the full-time residents.
Mm-hmm.
As these houses are getting bigger, the 1 and 2 cans have become 8 and 9
That's
cans per house. And I've got to service those cans, so
yep.
The best option for me would be deploying commercial dumpsters in some of those condominium complexes. Just so you know, so this is just a heads up that I don't think I could get it done now. We're past the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much downhill from here, and we've made it, but it's been crunch time, and there's been some overtime that I've had to use on specifically on Tuesdays to get the job done. We've done it. But next year, before the season gets here, I will have.
And which two are you thinking?
Seagrove, and Seagrove is the main one. And there's one more that I would contemplate. I can't remember which.
So Johnny, is the number of cans and those areas also increasing? And those complexes?
No, that's a constant.
Okay, that's a constant.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the growth in number. I think one of the things that we're going to have to approach with this is the way the water department approached some of their problems they had with, they have a when you go over a certain amount of water usage, your rates go up, you know, because you're utilizing way too much. I think what we're going to have to do as a committee, as a city, while we're, you know, when we're used to it, you know, maybe having two cans at a house, we're going from two cans to eight cans, it taxes us. And obviously, we're putting in more time, we have to increase the pickups over time. We may have to go through and utilize and say, hey, you know, each house is allowed their two cans, the way it's always been. And anything over two cans, it's going to be an increase in fees. So I don't know how you utilize that, but it is the number of these rental properties or even homes alone it's a burden on the city and burden on the taxpayer.
Like a tiered system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or something
and
like that.
And they pay for extra cans.
That mm-hmm. Each house gets one can provided by the city.
Right.
Any additional cans, they pay the city. Over here,
right?
They send me an email and we'll deliver.
And how much is it?
$75, and that's just a cost pass through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the only cost.
It's a one-time cost.
It's a one-time cost. Actual.
So Don, I don't know if there's a way that maybe you can look into it. Maybe if there, I don't know. I don't know if it goes on. I don't know. But just put that in the back burner and think about it.
Yeah.
So this is the way that we can utilize a system or put it into a system where these houses have increased number of trash cans, increase tax on the system. What is a way to, you know, right, offset the cost on that?
So there's two ways that other cities do it. One is to significantly increase the fee for that second can.
Correct.
I mean, hundreds of dollars. You start thinking about how this is going to prorate the service out for mm-hmm. the life expectancy of the can.
Right.
And it really, it's a big number. So it's a big number. The other way is if it is a fully serviced city that is running the water and sewer, they just tack that onto the water and sewer bill. Now, in theory, we could do something similar in collaboration with them. And so if you have a third can, it's $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
A fourth can is $20 a month. And they collect it and come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just a regular billing system there,
right,
that we could utilize. Mm-hmm. There may be other areas that similar charges could be accrued on a fee-for-service basis,
mm-hmm.
utilize that system that's already in place.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I would assume that any structure that is at a 6% tax rate would also, which is
right,
your rentals,
uh-huh,
or second family, that the downstairs could get that number of those units that are at that 6% rate, that would give us an idea of the number of single family homes that are, that would probably have more than the regulated number of cans allowed.
Mm-hmm. And I know that one way to do it, and it would be a burdensome task, is few months or whatever, you know, you almost have to have
can count
inventory.
And your driver could, you know, you could call it in. I mean,
right,
a driver could sit there and.
Right.
Well, we've got it.
Okay.
I've already got that.
Okay.
So that on Joe's computer, and that's part of his job,
mm-hmm.
is he keeps up with the single family can inventory.
Okay.
So every can is identified with a number, and that number goes to that house. You sell that house, that can stays with that house, so you're selling that can,
mm-hmm.
even though this can belongs to the city,
right,
it's registered to that house. And that, so I've got every can on this island, and where it belongs. Mm-hmm. And that's to do with, help to do with the enforcement of the can ordinance. Mm-hmm. So if a can is identified and the resident says, this is not my can,
right,
the police have written it for 9 Fairway Oaks and it belonged to number 10, which is a pie shape.
Right, yeah.
Then we can look at that can and yeah, you're right. And
rogue so, can.
Yep.
So every can is identified.
Okay.
So there's an inventory.
Okay.
All right. So, well, the commercial dumpster is old.
It's on the agenda,
it's
but
on
it's...
It, right. Okay. Right.
Just
to be continued. Yeah. All right. Next is Cross Lane Ditch. We've had concerns with the regrowth, so I just wanted to see maybe when Edie's will be back through.
This is a new budget.
Yeah.
Cycle, so they will get started again on cleaning the vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
As quickly as they can.
Okay.
Probably right. Be the starting soon.
Okay. Anything else for ditches? Mm-hmm. No. All right. Any miscellaneous?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. So Thursday, August 2nd at 9. When is personnel? I thought that was that same day.
If it is, it's at 5.
Okay. Yep, it is. Okay. Is that too early? Aren't Thursdays bad for you, Donnie?
No, not if it's at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And not if it's at within an hour, hour and a half.
Okay. Well, we did. Did we do an hour?
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else?
I'm not available on the 2nd.
Oh.
But don't let that hold the committee up.
Okay.
First is fine.
Well, the
second.
Well, maybe we should do the first. I'd rather have everybody there if we could.
If that's not an inconvenience.
Okay.
Wednesday, August 1st instead.
Thank you.
Got it.
At 9? Is that all right with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. Any a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Thank you.
You're here.